Armadoxy for today. Timing is everything. A few years back, as we rounded the corner on the last leg of a 39-mile walk, we saw the finish line glistening like an oasis, waiting in anticipation of our arrival, with cool water and a row of electric foot massagers and chairs. We walked through the streets, the hills, the coastal area of Santa Barbara for 2 days while participating in the 39-mile walk to end breast cancer, sponsored by Avon. My sister is a survivor, and while throughout my ministry as a priest I have shared prayers, hugs with several cancer patients and their families. But when cancer hits close to home, the finality of life, time, hits you in a different manner. You remember childhood experiences. You travel down the timeline of life and realize that that line does end at some point. We organized a small group of walkers from our church under the name In Her Shoes and set off to join those making a difference in the fight against this ugly killer. We walked 26 miles on day one and 13 miles the next day to the finish line, where an assortment of help awaited from water, music, and family members who made sure we saw that a car was waiting to take us back home. No more walking that day. The experience is a memorable one and spiritually uplifting. Avon did a nice job of organizing the walk with attention paid to detail. Over 400 of us walked the route. And although there are so many moments that make the experience magical and memorable, it was on that last stretch that I heard the theory of time relativity in a manner that I can't forget. The end was a half a block away, and volunteers were passing out flyers to us, the walkers, inviting us to next year's walk. The lady walking next to me took the flyer, looked at it, and she confessed, "This is just like childbirth," she said. "During the excruciating pain of labor, every woman swears they will never do this again. But after the baby has come, after a few weeks or months, the possibility of another baby becomes more and more doable." Timing is everything, they say. Whether having another baby or stretching the limits of your physical abilities, the decision to do so depends on timing. We ended up walking in several of these annual walks, raising millions of dollars for cancer research. And then, in 2018, Avon ended the program. In Scripture, there are a popular set of verses that are quoted at events that mark time. From Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we are told, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." While Hallmark has made its profit off of these verses, people with ill intentions have used these phrases to justify wars and senseless acts of killing. A prophet, it should be noted, does not predict the future. Rather, he or she speaks to the times. Today we meditate upon these verses. Listen carefully to what is being said. These words are merely an observation of our reality. They are not meant as a permission to hurt, kill, or destroy. This then is a reading of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses observing the reality around us. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.